Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Blah, 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 blah.
Mance is doing the show for me.
Cool. I think that's good.
You go, Manson. Get on with your bad little self.
Maznon.
Dude, he's such a black cat.
Maznon.
I've realized they all kind of like look
very just bit me.
Oh my God. He's such a cricket.
And I'm telling you, they're all the fucking. I got lucky with Marilyn because we found her. She's the baby swamp cat. So she's really sweet. Dude, this fucking cat's a fucking demon. He'll jump on you, Paul, and he just digs his fucking nails into you. And he's like, I love you. It's like, yeah, you got a funny way of showing it. Are you a good boy? Even like you're a demon.
Damn. We've got a secret guest here tonight, apparently, that wanted their identity concealed.
Yeah. That's some fucked up shit I heard.
Said they had some important messages for us or some shit. What are your important messages, shadow person?
What is it? Is this a voice changer thing?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
You're
fully protected.
Okay, Manson, you're gonna be my representative. Tell me what.
Back in it's back in 2019. I met a man named Scott Kirk.
You know, this sounds like a suspect story. You know, I don't know about this, guys. I mean,
in the era of Me Too, I think we have to hear this person out, Scotty.
I don't know about this, man. This feels wrong.
I think it's only fair that we hear this. This feels
like
out.
I mean, that's fine, Paul. And look, I'm all for transparency, but this feels like an attack. I'm gonna say it feels like an attack. But maybe
this person is going to say they had the best time of their life with you. You know,
that's true. You know, I'm optimistic, but I'm just saying right now I got a bad feeling about this person who doesn't wish to come forward publicly, but hide in the shadows. Someone who hides. That's called skulking, isn't it? Someone who hides in the shadows.
Skulking. Yes. Yeah. That's a very uncharitable way of saying that they want their identity protected.
I'm just saying that's a skulking like thing. That's what a coward does. I'm not saying this person's a coward. But it's just very cowardly to hide yourself. You know, we could face someone face to face, and you know, really
Scotty on the attack early hasn't even heard the allegation.
I'm not attacking anyone.
You called him a coward.
I said that could be viewed as cowardly.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha. All right, well, anonymous source. I mean, we'll hear you out.
As I said, I was met this guy named Scotty at a nightclub called the Wheel of God. And you know, at first he seemed like a cool guy.
Never been to such a nightclub.
Hold on. The Wheel of God?
I've never been to the Wheel of God. I've never been there. I deny this.
Yeah, we hanging out, talking. And all of a sudden, he just gets kind of crazy, and he's just like, this place fucking sucks. You know what the real action is? There's a club downtown where you can go and just kill any animal you want. Just murder animals.
What the fuck? I was like,
what? That sounds fucking crazy and fucked up.
Why
would I want to do that? He's like, dude, it's the biggest rush.
I've never said that. That's not true. Look, these are lies. I mean, clearly, I am an animal lover. There's not a bigger animal supporter in the world than me. I give to animal charities constantly. I actually meet the person saying these lies about me. I don't even go to nightclubs. I've never been. What's this place you call? You say I went to? What's it called?
Wheel of God.
The Wheel of
Wheel of God.
Why like a person that would go to a place called Wheel of God? This is a fabrication. This is a complete fabrication against an attack against my character.
Where is the Wheel of God?
Detroit.
I've never been to Detroit in my life.
Where is it? Where is the Wheel of God, this place that you're referring to? Where is it located?
Detroit.
It's right.
Detroit.
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 Yeah. Sorry.
A city I've never been to in my life.
Anyway, for some reason, I went with him to the secret animal torture club. And there I saw him beat an aardvark to death with a tennis shoe. It's fucking crazy.
That is pretty fucking evil. Because aardvarks are like, they're not bothering anybody, Scott.
Now this fucking moron, dude, it was an anteater. I mean, that's not true. That's not true. And I would never hurt an anteater or aardvark or whatever. I don't know. I've never been to Detroit. I don't have any secret nightclubs in Detroit where you can
have you been to the Wheel of God, Scotty? Be honest. Be honest. Have you been to the Wheel of God, Scotty?
Dude, look, man, one time I was like, I was feeling kind of religious. I'm like, maybe there's something to it, man. So I went to a place called the Wheel of God. But I'll tell you what, dude. That guy tried to talk me into going to the animal torture club. It was the other way around. I was like, we shouldn't go. And he's like, come on, let's go kill some animals. Please. And when someone looks at you and says, please, I mean, you have to say yes to go in torturing and killing animals. But I maintain it was I killed an anteater. I did not harm any aardvarks. And it was their idea. I deeply regret it. I did at the time. You know, I did want to kill the animals and I did kill some animals. But it was because of what I was taught as a child that it was okay to kill animals. I was taught it was okay to kill animals at a nightclub viciously. That's all I knew.
Wow. A stunning admission, actually. I'm very brave. I commend you for your bravery, actually.
I mean, I got to come clean. I mean, but look, it wasn't my idea. I will say there's some falsehoods in the story. Motherfucker, it was your idea. I know who you are. I know who you are.
Oh, God.
They won't. Well, I think they're a chicken shit. I don't think they reveal themselves. I'm not even gonna say who it is, but if they want to reveal themselves and step forward, they can. There you go.
Wow.
Afraid. I mean, this is cowardly.
It's a pretty scathing comeback, and a graceful comeback as well. I actually think I like Scotty more after his admission.
Wow.
Comes off as truthful and. Yours comes off more like a hit piece by the second.
Sorry. Just sad. Stop. That's TJ. It's fucking TJ.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, TJ.
TJ, you scamp.
You said we would never talk about the night of the Wheel of God, TJ. So we're going to talk about it. Sad that you just, I mean, I don't know, TJ. You betrayed my trust tonight. You promised we would never fucking talk about the time you want to go kill those small animals. And
dude, I fucking posted a thing the other day where I was just like, why am I watching Batman Forever? Because I was watching Batman Forever. And because, you know, I was like, why the fuck am I watching this?
Dude, when you put on one of those bad movies, you get sucked in.
And man, I've got a bunch of people have written me since that are just like, you know. Oh man, actually, Batman Forever is pretty fucking good. I had one guy tell me, like, oh man, that's better than any of the fucking shit Marvel's put out. It's like, the fuck? No, it's not. Batman Forever is fucking terrible, dude. I mean, granted, it's not as bad as like fucking Batman and Robin, but it's pretty fucking bad. That's fucking ungodly bad shit.
Okay. Like
Jim Carrey. He's entertaining, but he's not the Riddler. He's just fucking playing Jim Carrey. Tommy Lee Jones is awful.
Yeah, he's no.
He's
good
fucking
at all.
Awful. He's wretchedly awful. Chris O'Donnell is fucking unbearable, and I just want to shoot him in the fucking head.
A lot of people give Val Kilmer shit, but in the world where George Clooney was Batman, I just can't. I mean, like,
Val
I don't
Kilmer
think
just doesn't do anything with the fucking role of Batman.
Yeah, he's
or
just
Bruce Wayne. His yeah, Bruce Wayne is just a total stick in the mud, and his Batman is like, who gives a shit?
Clooney is probably the worst
on either fucking on either way.
Yeah, dude, Clooney was the worst Batman.
It's fucking desolate shit.
So yeah, Batman Forever. I mean, it's got some moments, but I watched it not too long ago, honestly, and it drags pretty bad. It is not. Time has not been kind to it.
Brutal. I think it's badass.
Damn. Well,
I think Tommy Lee Jones is at his finest. Okay. I believe that Jim Carrey shows remarkable range.
Uh-huh.
think that Chris O'Donnell is still to this day the definitive Robin. And that just says everything. Name me another Robin. You can't. You can't.
They kind of made a Joseph Gordon-Levitt kind of diet Robin in one of those Nolan films.
Not even worth mentioning.
Damn a shame.
No comparison.
But he wasn't officially Robin, so.
And he served as Robin under, was it two or three different Batmans? He was Robin under Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that's right.
Robin under George Clooney. Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. No.
Oh, I mean, talking about all the Tarantino movies earlier got me thinking about another movie that I think would be kind of fun to discuss a little bit, see what you guys think about it.
All right. Sure.
So, have you guys seen The 13th Warrior?
You know, recently I did actually catch that movie.
Did you really?
Yeah. Interesting story.
Yeah, I think that movie is underrated as fuck.
The Eater of the Dead or something was based on a story. Crichton. Yeah, Michael Crichton. Yeah, Jurassic Park and stuff, yeah, right?
Same guy that wrote Jurassic Park, wrote the book, the screenplay, and wrote the screenplay, actually. So.
Did I'll die on the hill of the fact that the movie Timeline, which is based on one of his works, is way worse than the 13th.
Yeah, Warrior. Timeline is way worse. Timeline's a way better book.
Oh, you know what? I gotta chime in. I was just gonna be dead for this conversation, but I do want to fucking just quickly say, Timeline is a fucking way worse movie than fucking 13th Warrior.
Dude, you have Thank to participate you. In this conversation. You can't just be dead.
Yeah, you can't be dead, TJ.
I'm dead if you're gonna bring up the 13th Warrior. I ain't
no, dude. There are so many intricacies to this film. Why are you afraid to discuss?
Dead. Oh, dude. No, Paul. No, let's put a fucking a button in it, dude, until he comes back.
Yep.
Because I'm not gonna let TJ fucking just look. He's done this before. These sloppy seconds. I'm on strike. I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm just gonna disappear for the rest of this. You guys just handle it.
TJ, look, your relationship drama you can do in your own time. You know, you can do all that in your own time, TJ.
Come on, TJ. You have to discuss the 13th Warrior.
Can't unmute your guest.
I've said enough times. I'm not doing it again.
We have never discussed the 13th Warrior, TJ.
It's never happened, TJ.
We have totally discussed the 13th Warrior on numerous occasions. I don't want to discuss it anymore.
I don't feel like you've ever been okay. Look, I'll give you what you want, TJ. We have discussed the film, but you've never been fair to the movie. You've never actually really given a chance. You've always, for some reason,
You always tune out. You always go emotional dead zone when this movie comes up, TJ.
Because I mean, that's the only place you can go to escape that fucking movie. Is honestly,
I think there are deep portents within this film, TJ, that speak to a lot of your problems, and I think you know it.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
Like what?
I think you're avoiding it. Oh, like what? Oh, so now you want to discuss it, huh?
Oh yeah, now I mean you're gonna fucking throw that out. I'll bite.
Now that it's about you, you want. Yeah,
I mean,
to discuss
the
it.
Very beginning of the story, TJ. I mean, TJ, have you always? Well,
you
not,
made it about me by saying that shit.
Have what you not fuck? Made yourself, TJ, at times describe yourself as like a stranger in a strange land, an outsider, TJ?
Uh huh.
And is not the protagonist in this film an outsider, a stranger in a strange land? I mean, literally.
Sure.
Exiled from his home.
Yeah. And by the way, if we're going to talk about the main character, Ibn Fahlan, we have to talk about the wonderful portrayal by, what's his name again?
Oh,
Antonio Banderas. Dude, he is the most Arabic. I never would have known he wasn't Arabic. His accent was dead on Arabic.
I believe the actor is from Spain.
I mean, yeah, really shows his range. Really showed his range in this movie. And I fucking love it. I think it's one of the crowning fucking portrayals in cinematic history. Fuck that. In the history of art.
Yeah, the history of art. That's right.
In the history of the very form of art. I think it stands out as one of the most amazing fucking performances ever given.
It's true. I'm wanting to disagree with you tonight, but this I've just not been able to. I mean, that take is spot on. And TJ, I think we all agree truly. I mean, Banderas really just made, it was a transformative role for him. I mean, I'd seen him in some other films like Desperado, you know, and I felt, and that's the last time I really, but then just seeing him embrace that character in the 13th Warrior, I really felt this is a character that's gone on a long journey. And the culmination of this journey is to find himself as a character and to really, he is necessary to the story in so many ways to help these people grow and help these people defend their way of life in a way that he doesn't even agree with, really, ultimately.
I mean, it definitely could have been a part that went to somebody that just had no fucking respect for Arabic culture, just swaggered around in a turban and a waistcoat and just fucking phoned it in, didn't even try to do an accent, but it landed in the lap of, thankfully, Antonio Banderas, and he absolutely humanizes the character. I was moved to tears several times during the film, and
yeah, me too, dude. I laughed, I cried.
No, I'm actually starting to choke up now just thinking about it. TJ, why don't you steer the conversation for a second?
Yeah, the 13th Warrior is a real fucking stupid piece of shit movie. It's boring as fuck. Antonio Banderas is a fucking idiot in it. There's only one cool scene in the entire movie where he fucking kills that other guy for really no reason other than just like as a flex to like impress people. Yep. It's a shitty movie. It sucks balls. It sucks ass. I really don't remember much about it because every time I watch it, I forget it instantly and it's dog shit and I hate it at the end.
So you admit that you don't even really pay attention. You admit that you don't even pay attention to the movies.
I pay attention to it. It just sucks.
I mean, but you literally forget it right after. I mean, how much? I mean, TJ, you're probably checking your phone. You're probably looking down, fucking adjusting your nutsack. I mean, you're really giving this movie an actual fair viewing. I think the answer is no.
I mean, the twist in that movie, too. I mean, you think it's going to be a big budget creature feature, you know? When he gets to the Nordic village, they're all like, oh, there's a dragon that comes down out of the hills. And you're preparing yourself like, holy shit, dude. They're going to fight a dragon. But then it turns out to be just a bunch of dudes with torches.
Yeah, they dress up like bears.
And I was like, wow, what a brave twist. Yeah, just like an absolute out on a limb twist, man. Because like you build up a dragon, but then you find out it's a bunch of dudes with torches. I mean, unreal, unreal. I love that choice. And I'm starting to mist up again. TJ, can you take it?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it turns out that it's just a bunch of crazy dudes in the woods dressing as animals is pretty lame. Yeah.
Where does the hatred of this movie come from, TJ?
It comes from the fact that it's not a good movie.
I mean, why do you think it's not a good movie, though? I mean, it's really entertaining. There's some really dynamic characters, amazing set pieces. I mean, just nonstop action. I mean, romance, adventure. I mean, I'd say it's like just a swashbuckling sort of movie, TJ. I mean, there's no pirates, but I mean, in a way, it feels like the Norse were like they were pirates, TJ. They're like the precursor to pirates. I feel like there's something for just everyone. I mean, you have a dynamic cast of these different disparate people that have to come together in one outsider to defeat this unknown, almost seemingly unstoppable, mythical, perhaps magical force. Obviously, it turns out to be those cave people. But then you have an amazing cave scene, TJ, an escape. A lot of tension in this movie. And yep. It really has you on the edge of your seat the entire time. And you're saying you just came away with nothing? Like you
it's
just
a thrill a minute, TJ.
I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. So you sit there and you watch this and you just feel nothing. I mean, how do you just watch a cinematic masterpiece and just feel nothing? Like you don't feel the action. It doesn't get you excited. Oh, look at the, oh, how are they going to get out of this? And they're stuck in that cave cheating. You're just like, who cares? Get out of the cave. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I wish the cave would just collapse and kill them all.
Wow, TJ. It's just sad, man. I mean, normally I would respect your opinion about movies, but I think this one just there's this unnatural hatred for a movie that's not deserved. I mean, like, if you just said you just didn't like it, I would understand that. I don't understand, like, just the level of vitriol and just the years of just hateful, rude, I mean, insensitive comments. I mean, Paul's obviously very emotionally tied to this movie. That's pretty clear. Don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, it very much feels like a betrayal to hear TJ dismiss it, because It's a movie that's informed so much of my life. It's so important to me.
I mean, wouldn't just give another chance, TJ?
Yeah, I mean, sounds pretty good, you know. But yeah, I'm gonna have to take a rain check on that, I think.
I mean, TJ, look, if you don't care about Paul as a person, I mean, that's fine. I mean, so you just want Paul to suffer?
Yeah, that's pretty mean, dude. But sorry, you know, whatever. I mean, I can't force you to watch it, you know. But you know, it would mean so much to me if you would.
I mean,
what if it was Paul's birthday, TJ? Paul's next birthday, we watch it for his birthday present.
All I want for my birthday is for you to watch The 13th Warrior, TJ.
Okay.
And then
I'll watch it on your birthday.
And then agree to have a full 6-hour long-form discussion of the film.
No, I don't agree to that.
We're going to call it The 13th Warrior Gauntlet, TJ.
Oh, my God.
It is going to be a deep dive.
Everything 13th Warrior.
Dive. Nope,
that's never happening.
Things 13th Warrior.
It's actually the cinematographer that wrote a book describing the shoot. We're gonna hopefully get interviews with the director, the second unit director, perhaps. We might be able to get them. Definitely the cinematographer, TJ. Gaffer on the film, I think, is gonna be so generous with their time. It's gonna be a really amazing, really well put together experience. You're gonna learn behind the scenes, like, how did it come, you know, from the page to the screen, TJ? And we're going to take you through that entire process over just about a 6-hour time period. Does that sound interesting, TJ? I mean, look, you're going to get a behind-the-scenes
It sounds pretty amazing, for sure.
You're looking forward to it?
Sounds like a hell of a time. Let's do it. I love it. It's going to be great.
I appreciate that, TJ.
Yeah, that is very kind of you, TJ.
I'm totally agreeing with this. This is the greatest idea. Let's do it.
I won't let you down, TJ.
In fact, why limit it? Why limit it to a mere 6 hours? You know, why not?
Good point.
Why not just fucking? Why don't we?
Could we even constrain?
We should put together a con. We can have the 13th Warrior Con.
Uh-huh.
And invite 13th Warrior fans from all over the globe to just like spend like a week going over that, doing lectures about the film, having discussions about the film.
I mean, think about all the cosplays
of the film, you know.
There'd be like a whole cosplay community around it, yeah. I think in order to build awareness and interest in that, we need to make the video, you know. That'll be the piece of art upon which this venture is based. But I agree.
That's true.
I was thinking more of a term of extending the time of it, you know, like, because could we really have a full discussion of the 13th Warrior in a mere 6 hours?
Oh.
I mean, a topic so meaty and so deep and with so much portent, such a timeless film. Could we even discuss it in 6 hours?
I have to go with my gut. My gut answer is, I mean, no. I mean, I guess it could be attempted, but we could give it an honest effort, but I feel like we'd fall very, very short.
I feel it would be slapdash, personally.
Yeah, I have to agree.
We would have to leave so much meat on the bone. What do you think, TJ?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly not enough time to explain the intricacies, the fucking web that the film weaves, just, you know, so dense.
Enraptures the audience.
Powerful is the lore that I don't know if any amount of time could ever really be enough, could ever really be adequate to talk about the 13th Warrior, the most compelling thing to ever fucking exist.
I'm really glad you've come around to this opinion, TJ. It's really refreshing. Yep.
That's true. I love it.
To hear you really, I mean,
I
talk really so
do.
Positively.
I just fucking, I don't know what it is. Me and the 13th Warrior, man. I just, fucking love that shit.
That's well, TJ, that gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah, there's nothing I like better, man. It's fucking dopest shit it's ever been.
Well,
So for that episode, TJ, we're gonna really need you to do a lot of research, a lot of connections. You know,
yeah, I'm gonna. Just, work. I mean, look, the only research I need is to fucking just watch the 13th Warrior over and over again.
That, I mean, that's gonna be helpful, TJ. But look, there's a lot of interviews that have to be done. I mean, look, me and Paul are very busy. I think you understand. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of legwork you're gonna have to do, but trust me, TJ, it's really gonna be worth it.
I mean, it'll all be worth it. You know, that's true.
It's gonna be worth it. You know, and I think on the other side, look, I think you're being a little sardonic, Nick. I think you're being a little pessimistic on this.
Not at all. No.
Well, I mean, look, I'm sorry, TJ. I would like to believe you. I like to take you at your word, but I have to say I'm a little skeptical because for years you've said the exact opposite.
No way, dude. If there's any, I mean, you know me. I love the 13th Warrior, man.
All right, TJ, will you be willing to make
a public
declaration promising people not only a 6-hour 13th Warrior gauntlet made by you? Obviously, I'll be happy to attend it, of course, but you're willing to commit to that right now today that you're going to do that publicly here and now. And then, of course,
later. I'm all about it, dude.
So you're not being sardonic in any way. You're serious.
No.
You're saying sincerely.
Yeah.
Okay.
With all sincerity, I love the 13th Warrior, and I'm going to do 10 hours, 50 hours. You know what? I'm going to actually change my channel to the amazing 13th Warrior fan.
Oh, wow. See, this is...
And I'm going to make all of my content from here on out just about the 13th Warrior and how good it is and how much it means to me and how, you know, I was for so long, I thought, you know, that it sucked, but it was just because I liked it so much that I couldn't even comprehend how much I liked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, very sad, TJ. Very sad that you've taken this tone.
Taking what tone? Taking the tone of admiration for a great film.
No, TJ, I think your support is obviously insincere. Like you said, you're going to change your entire channel to the 13th Warrior channel. And I just don't think that would actually be adequate admiration for the 13th Warrior, TJ. So obviously you're not serious here.
He's not.
I would like you to say right here and now, TJ, you'll fucking devote your very life to it, TJ. Just your YouTube channel, that's pathetic. Your very life, you're the essence of your being. Like you wake up and you pray to a fucking shrine of the 13th Warrior. That's what I want. Can you make that commitment publicly here today?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've changed your ways.
TJ is just shut down at this point. He doesn't want to step up. And look, TJ, I have an offer for you, okay? Because clearly you don't care about this. So I'll tell you this. I'll give you this. You don't have to do a single thing but show up and participate. Okay, I'll take care of the research, but you do have to do something in preparation, TJ. Do you like to know what that thing is?
Sure.
How many times have you seen the 13th Warrior, TJ? One time?
I think I've seen it 3 times now because of you guys.
Because of them, that's a lie.
I saw it once back in the day, and then you guys have made me watch it at least twice, so.
So you technically, TJ, can't even have this discussion because you're only a third warrior.
Uh-huh. I have to watch it 10 more times, is that what you're saying?
Yes. You have to watch the 13th Warrior between now and the gauntlet 10 more times.
Okay.
And you have to form opinions about every aspect of it. Otherwise, it just can't go forward, TJ.
I see. That's brutal.
You're only a third warrior. You have to be a 13th warrior in order to really discuss.
How many times you've sat there and watched it, I guess.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
I see. I didn't even know that.
Me and Paul both watched it, obviously, the requisite 13 times, TJ. And watching it any more, any less, I mean, then spoil it. You don't be a 14th warrior.
No.
But 13 times is that... Because by the 13th viewing, I think you finally begin to appreciate, understand the film for what it is. I mean, horribly misunderstood.
Just like begin to understand it.
Horribly misunderstood by the average person, like by you for many years, TJ, by the public. You know, I mean, obviously, they say it's a box office bomb. I mean, that's, you know, obviously just way ahead of its time and just horribly misunderstood by a public that's not willing to accept that fine of a film.
Yeah, that does happen.
It really, I mean, look, genius is seldom understood in its lifetime. Now, I think when you're looking back, you know, 50, 100 years, and talking about what were the greatest films of the late 90s, we're going to go, oh, let's see. I'm just racking my brain as the average American citizen. And then someone's going to say, The 13th Warrior. And people go, oh, yeah. 13th Warrior, one of the greatest movies ever made. That's what people are going to be saying, TJ. 100 years, when it's, you know, the year 2099, are we talking about Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump? Are we talking about shit that happened in the 90s like that? Are we talking about any of that garbage, TJ? Talk about The 13th Warrior and how it was one of the most revolutionary films and how it changed the course.
The landscape, really.
Yeah, yeah.
The cultural course, landscape.
It was. It was a, I mean, TJ, it was a tsunami. I mean, after, it's like, you can't even remember what happened before The 13th Warrior. Life like then, like, if I try to remember back before I saw The 13th Warrior, it's like this. It's a fucking blank.
Yep.
I think 13th Warrior. Nope. For my first memory, TJ, it was The 13th Warrior. My first memory.
Do you have it in you, TJ, to take up the mantle of this challenge? Are you a 13th Warrior or are you a 13th Pussy, TJ? That's what we're really asking.
That's it. Do a patron poll for this month's topic. It's the Tournament of Terror. That's the gauntlet for this month. The Tournament of Terror, guys.
The Tournament of Terror.
It's going to be the craziest fucking tournament yet.
But you know what, Scotty? What? I can't let you off the hook.
Oh, shit. All right.
Because I hear a whisper on the wind, Scotty.
Who's been telling lies about me? Unless it's something.
I hear a whisper on the wind. A whisper pregnant with portent, Scotty. For
that
you,
whisper.
For your future.
Oh, shit.
For your very soul.
Fuck.
And the wind, it whispers.
I didn't do it.
Steelmanville.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Steelmanville Road, Scotty.
You know?
Steelmanville Road.
I've said I'm willing to do it. I mean, look, I do hear the call of Steelmanville Road. I negotiated with TJ in good faith to watch the movies with him if he provided me meals and snacks and a comfortable place to sit. And he refused.
Steelmanville Road.
I mean, I'm willing to do it, like I said, but just that, you know, I'm not willing to do it in some hard chair with a bag of banned Skittles, you know?
When will you stop turning away from your destiny, Scotty?
I'm afraid, dude. I'm sorry. I'm afraid to watch those movies.
Your fate lies at the end of Steelmanville Road, Scotty.
Guys, I'm afraid. I don't want to do it. Please. It's like, how many movies is it now? Like 20 fucking movies?
Batman, Steelmanville Road.
Oh.
Batman. Mandela Effect. The Crescent Moon Clown. Bad Ben, the way in. Bad Ben, on the highway. Bad Ben, pandemic. Bad Ben, benign. Bad Ben, eulogy. Bad Ben, undead. Bad Ben, alien agenda.
Why? There is no God. There is nothing. How many fucking movies?
11.
11.
11 chapters in the tome of your life, Scotty.
Sounds horrible, dude. I'm legitimately afraid of this shit.
11 dark eldritch truths to be revealed. You will be a changed man.
I had a creepy black cat. Did I have a creepy black cat just walk up to me?
The cat knows, Scotty.
I know. Manson, do you know?
All cats must walk alone down Steelmanville Road at least once in their lives.
They're the only animal that can truly know the terror.
Dude, I can tell you this. Manson did disappear one day, and he did come back wearing a Bad Ben shirt. I always kind of wondered how that happened, but...
Steelmanville Road. But anyway, TJ, you're doing the 13th Warrior Gauntlet. It's too juicy. Dude, it's going to be great. You have to do it, TJ. You have to watch the 13th Warrior fucking 10 more times. I'm sorry. Just the way it is. It's happening. I've decided.
Lazy ass TJ. Lazy ass TJ. All right, TJ, the show's now you. We're not talking about 13th Warrior, TJ. We're not talking about Steelmanville Road. We're not talking about anything. TJ, you guide us, TJ. What are we going to talk about?
Nothing.
Wow, TJ.
What a showing.
TJ, oh, TJ.
Where are you, TJ?
TJ. Guys, I think you need to hold TJ accountable. Next time he doesn't abandon hope, be like, TJ, what the fuck is this? This is a fucking pitiful effort from TJ. All because he's on a fucking diet.
Yeah,
look,
dude.
You know, I mean, look, I empathize with you. You want to be on a diet? I know it sucks. That's no reason to fucking slack off at your fucking job, TJ. No fucking reason.
Shirking responsibility.
I mean, it shirking is, dude. It is 100%. It's fucking like, hey, let these other two fucks, let them do it all. Let that Paul, let that Scotty, let them just take care of it for me. And I'll just put up a little TJ dead because I'd eat some fucking broccoli. Dude, Paul, how much you want to bet TJ's probably cheat on his diet?
Oh, you think so?
I mean, dude, like, well, this is suspicious shit, dude. He's not on camera. He's like, I don't want to turn the lights on.
You think he's like eating a Pop-Tart right now?
Dude, I'll tell you what happens with TJ and diets, because he doesn't want to fucking be on the show, so whatever. Even though it's, well, we're just going to keep featuring him. When I lived with TJ, every time he'd go on a diet, it'd be a brief period of like, I'm on this diet. And then every time he had an excuse to go to McDonald's, he would find one. He would suddenly have to go out a bunch where TJ would never go, oh, I got to go get this thing from the store. Oh, I've got to go over here and do this thing. And it was always just an excuse for TJ to get like, while I'm out, you know what I mean? Like, I might as well hit up McDonald's. And like, when I dated a fucking vegan, I realized that because I did the same shit. It's like, oh man, suddenly I have to go to Lowe's. Oh man, I got to fucking get a carpet cleaner. You know, oh man, I got to go over here. You know, you just come with every bullshit story you need to in order to get the greasy ass fucking food that you want.
Right.
You know, so it's like that. I mean, that's what's fucking happening. Guaranteed. TJ's probably at McDonald's right now, getting a fucking double cheeseburger, getting some fucking French fries.
Maybe he ordered that Baconator.
The Baconator? Oh, he could have.
I know that one stung. Because those Baconators are fucking good, dude.
I'll tell you what, you owe TJ too. I remember that back in the day you were doing one of your diets and TJ, they sent you a pizza.
Dude, that's the meanest thing anybody's. That's why I don't feel bad making fun of TJ when he goes on a diet, because he literally tried to sabotage my diet, dude.
He sent you a fucking giant pizza.
He sent me a fucking pepperoni pizza, just unannounced.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what, TJ, I'm going to send you a Baconator. The Tournament of Terror, dude. Or next show. Actually, fuck that next show, TJ. Baconator. Frosty. Chicken Nuggies. I'm going to send TJ a fucking Wendy's Feast.
Yep.
I owe it to him. You know what I mean? Look, I owe it to him. I mean, he can throw it in the trash if he wants to. Dude, he can let that perfectly good food go to waste if he truly wants to.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have to eat. That's what I did. Well, I mean, I fed it to my girlfriend at the time, and I didn't eat it. But I made a point not to eat it. I had the willpower to say no to the pizza.
Yeah. Next show, TJ, Baconator. Send him 3 Baconators. Nah, you know what? Maybe right. Maybe I should send TJ 2 Baconators, man. 2 fucking delicious, juicy Baconators, TJ. How does that sound?
Oh, man.
That's going to be fucking tempting ass shit, dude. No, I mean, like, because, like, look, we sit down and eat that Baconator. The only thing you dread with eating a Baconator is when it's gone. You're like, fuck. You eat the Baconator, it's gone, right? And you're sad.
And the only real cure for that is another Baconator.
Yeah, so if you eat it, it's imagine eating and looking down at the other, knowing like, fuck, dude, I can just eat a whole other Baconator after this. I don't have to even be sad. I can enjoy two fucking Baconators. Two fucking Baconators, TJ. I'm offering you two Baconators. The intellectual insights of TJ Kirk.
Wow. TJ clearly cannot handle the fucking heat, dude. He can't handle the heat.
Well, TJ, if you recall, we asked you at some point to talk about whatever you want to talk about. We offered it to you. TJ, we offered it to you, TJ. Is it really that bad to be on a diet? Is it really that bad?
What the fuck?
Dude, TJ, you're like Jack Torrance in The fucking Shining. You had to eat a fucking chicken without the skin on and some broccoli. TJ's like,
no, dude. Not
the fucking goddamn broccoli. It's the stupid 13th Warrior shit.
Who are you talking about?
It's the broccoli,
that?
Dude.
It's the fucking 13th.
No, dude, you're so bad at making this connection. Oh, and you smoke cigarettes. Oh, it's a Nick fit, too. Oh, man, dude.
It is not. I'll tell you what.
You're raw dog in reality right now, TJ.
I made a fucking decision. I'm not going to feed the fuel of your guys' fucking bullshit. So you guys fucking bring up some fucking 13th Warrior shit. I'm dead. I'm gone.
Dude, I literally offered. I said, TJ, I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
You bring up the shitty britches. I'm dead. This is my new tactic for dealing with your bullshit. Every time you guys fucking annoy me, I'm
any better.
I don't care. To make it better for me, because I don't even have to participate. I'm just like, all right, go ahead, say your bullshit. I'll just be dead.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of a pussy move, isn't it, TJ?
I don't give a shit. I'm dead. You think it's a pussy move? I'm dead. Dead.
Okay. I mean, that's up to you.
I don't
you,
give a shit because I'm dead. Pussy. I don't care if I'm dead because I'm dead pussy. Dead okay. Pussy.
I mean, do whatever you want.
You must
be
a necrophiliac because you fucking a dead pussy right now, bitch.
I guess so.
Anyway, whatever. You guys are insane.
We're insane.
The guy that made the weird noises because he was fucking mad at us talking 13th Warrior.
You guys are fucking nuts. All I'm saying.
Dude, you got maybe triggered right. With a 13th Warrior, TJ. What the fuck, bro?
Dude, Paul, you got to think about this.
You guys have made me watch that and talk about that so many fucking times. And I hate that movie.
I'm sure you do. I'll grant you. I'm sure you hate the fucking 13th Warrior. But you're telling me the fact you're eating clean, you smoked a bunch of cigarettes, and now you're not smoking anything, has nothing to do with your mood.
I mean,
that would affect my mood if I was eating just broccoli and shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
My mood is great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't seem like you're in a great mood, TJ.
I'm in a wonderful mood.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, describe your mood.
It's fucking great.
It's great? Why is it great?
It's top notch. It's the fucking best mood ever in life. You find yourself in this mood, fucking count your blessings because life is good.
Yeah, dude, the sincerity just falls right off you, TJ. I'm completely convinced by what you've just said to me.
Persuaded like a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, dude, I mean, 100%. Like, I'm great. I'm wonderful. Yeah, God, this is wonderful.
That's a fucking big old bucket of fucking roses and shit, bitch.
Well.
Isn't it great?
I hope you succeed on your diet, TJ.
I'm not looking forward to any movies right now. That kind of sucks.
Really? You're not looking forward to the new Scorsese movie?
Nah, bullshit, Moon. I don't know. I'm done with Scorsese, man. I'm done with that.
I think you're wrong about him.
I don't know. That he put out that Irishman shit. Didn't look that good to me, so I said, good movie. Nah. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch Irishman, TJ?
It's fucking 9 hours long.
It's a great movie, and it's not nine hours long,
Paul.
I've watched that movie like a couple times. It's a good movie, TJ.
It's like 4 hours long. Yeah, it's not
too
that long.
Fucking long for a fucking movie, man.
So it's not a single. What's the sequel to Dune? You're looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to that. Let me see. I don't know. Let me look. Upcoming movies.
Yeah, there's gotta be some movie. I mean, like, I agree with you that I'm not.
I can't think of it. I mean. It was like for a minute, I felt like I was looking forward to a lot of movies for a year. I was like getting a little spoiled, like, wow, there's actually a few movies coming out that I want to see. That's pretty crazy. And now I feel like I'm back to just like, the dregs. I don't want to see none of this shit. Metropolitan. I don't want that.
Dude, it's all your state of mind, TJ.
This Five Nights at Freddy's shit looks retarded. That's going to be a huge hit, though.
It's going to be a huge hit.
Huge hit.
What about, yeah, someone put out Toxic Avenger, TJ. You want to see that one?
Is that actually coming out?
I believe it's coming out.
I have not heard anything about it since it was announced.
I think I read that it was coming out this year.
There's no fucking way.
Thought so.
There's not even a trailer.
That's what I heard. I heard it was, so I mean, if it's not, then I guess early next year, maybe.
I guess Godzilla Minus One might be interesting. I don't know.
Aren't they making a sequel to Mad Max Fury Road now that legal shit is wrapped up with it?
Maybe.
I think they're doing Mad Max Wasteland.
They're doing like
Furiosa.
Yeah, they're doing two of them. So yeah, but I mean, those aren't coming out anytime soon.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Dude, that Wonka movie looks fucking awful. Dude,
Timothée Chalamet is just horribly cast in that
movie. I think it's a really bad fucking thinking.
It looks so bad.
I think it's a really bad career decision for him, honestly, because yeah, I feel like
fuck him, dude.
His career trajectory was looking real nice, and I think this is just gonna like remove any credibility he has.
Well, luckily, I think the Dune sequel's coming out after that, so he might be able to pull it out. But
yeah, maybe.
Oof, it looks.
No, I just don't. I just don't
understand. I mean, like Willy Wonka is supposed to be like, if you go back and watch fucking Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which I do. And by the way, that's a fucking really good fucking movie. But anyway,
I agree with you. Yeah.
That fucking movie is like, I mean, it's whimsical and shit, but it's like edgy and there's like a dark fucking kind of edge shit to it, you know? And this movie just looks like that's totally gone. It's just like, this is happy time. It's about candy. Whee! Like, fuck me. Ugh.
I mean, look, there's Gene Wilder. Then Johnny Depp did something. I mean, creepy, weird Michael Jackson, whatever thing he did.
Why the fucking 2020 fucking four is Raymond getting a movie?
Raymond, like Ray Romano? No, Raymond?
No, Raymond, like the fucking video game character that no one's given a shit about for 20
years. Rayman is getting a fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Are you serious? He's getting a movie?
Yeah, Rayman. Big movie, dude.
Fuck that, dude. Rayman always kind of sucked.
I mean, he wasn't even good back in the day.
No, he really wasn't.
How the fuck? How's this happening?
All right. Look, Sega's got Sonic. Nintendo, they've got Universal's got Mario. Fuck, do we have? How about Rayman?
Rayman. I mean, maybe we can.
Looks like the fucking Bubsy movie.
I mean, I wouldn't be fuck. I mean, if Rayman's getting a movie, nothing's off the table, dude.
It's Bubsy. Remember how bad that game was? Remember how much it
Bubsy
sucked?
It's Bubsy, bitch.
What about Gex, dude?
Yeah, where's the Gex movie? Isn't it about time in 2024 for Gex to have a fucking movie? Huh? Put them out there. Bad Boys 4. Fuck off. Oof. Oof, I say. Yeah, I'm done with all this shit. It's all stupid. It's all a bunch of fucking garbage.
Give this man a fucking cheeseburger stat.
Dude, that was a mean thing that you did to me, TJ, when you sent me that fucking pizza when I was
on
diet.
We were in a contest. It wasn't like you
were
just
mean, TJ. That was mean.
It wasn't like you were just dieting to diet, and I was like, I'm going to sabotage Paul. We were literally in a weight-losing contest.
That's what you said, though. You said, I want to sabotage Paul.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, he makes it sound like I was trying to sabotage his just, like, I'm just on a diet because I want to lose weight. We were in a contest. It's
fucking competition. Well, you can have multiple motives for a diet, right? I mean, I did want to lose weight.
Yeah, well, you know, the minute you made it a competition, my goal is to get you as fat as fucking possible.
Wow.
If I could sneak a lard hose in your bedroom and fucking pump it in your fucking mouth while you're asleep, I'd do it.
Damn, TJ.
So I'm going to win that contest.
Evil.
I think I lost that contest, so whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking win that by not winning it. Did you actually even lose any weight? I think he gained weight.
I was like so determined to sabotage Paul that I forgot to lose weight myself.
The one that I was supposed to do, I kind of forgot.
Oh, shit. I guess I should have done that shit, huh?
I know. TJ, I think initially lost 10 pounds and then gained it back, if I recall. Like, he had like a little like, yeah, I'm losing tons of weight. And like, he just really didn't give a shit. He's like, I'm just going to beat Paul. That does sound like something you would do. Just, oh, look, if I get Paul fatter, then I'll win. It's like, okay.
Watch so trying to mean, lose weight. TJ. So mean spirited. So dark sided. Remember that bitch? Remember the dark-sided lady?
Oh, yeah.
That, it was like on a wife swap or something. She started freaking out because they had like a Buddha or something in their house.
It's, oh, dude, she was one of those first people to go really viral and shit. I remember that.
Yeah, dude, that was a, dude, that memory came up out of nowhere. Dark-sided, dude. Everything's so dark sided.
Get me out of here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember that bitch.
Big fat flappy arm bitch.
Yeah, and she fucking was like a crazy ass nut, and she fucking looked like whatever happened to that bitch. Where are you now on that?
You can sometimes find those.
Definitely. What was her name?
I can't remember.
If you look it up,
like, bitch on what like was that? Wife swap.
Wife swap, I believe.
I think yeah, it's Wife Swap. It's Ridge, one of those like
it's got is it this bitch Ridgely Carrario or whatever the fuck? Hold on.
I don't know her name.
Okay, hold on. Like, not a Christian.
So dark-sided.
Yeah, crazy Christian lady on it was trading spouses. What was her
name? Honestly, I think she's dead, dude.
God, I hope she is.
I bet you she's fucking dead.
Dude, what if she lost a bunch of weight, got her life together, and she's living her best life?
Then I'd be really sad. I hope she's not. I hope she's fucking
good for her,
dead. No, fuck that. I hope she's dead.
Ah, we're an edgy prick, so of course you're gonna say that.
I hope she's fucking dead in the ground rotten. Bet your worm's fucking her eyeball right now.
Good. Actually, I feel bad for the worm.
A worm's gotta eat.
All right, God Warrior remains a beloved meme, but Margaret Perrin isn't afraid of dark-sided stuff anymore. What is this shit? Where is she?
So dark-sided!
She change her ways.
Da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where she is nowadays. What's her name? I fucking found her name, and then I lost it again. Should just copy paste. All right, Marguerite Perrin.
Someone's claiming she's a bisexual yoga instructor.
All right.
No.
That's true, man. I don't know. That sounds accurate. Teaching the yoga, sometimes sucking a dick, sometimes look at the clit.
So dark-sided.
Okay, from 2023. Infamously memed trading spouse's mom is back with more positive worldview. Ugh. Margaret Perrin, known as the God Warrior, blah, 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 blah. Perrin became an internet meme. Despite her longevity as a meme, Perrin has largely disappeared from the public since her 2008 appearance. However, in 2009, Perrin made a reappearance in possibly the surprising place you'd expect to find her, New York City Pride. She wasn't there to hate or to proselytize, though Perrin's then extremist religious views wouldn't seem to be compatible with supporting and accepting queer people. Her ironic rant did win her a fair number of LGBTQ plus fans. It helped that she's always been very good humored about it, laughing at herself and saying of her meme making fans, you know, that kind of stuff that actually makes my day. It makes my day. That's not mean spirited. They don't mean it in any kind of way. So why she rhyme? And then when her elder daughter died in a car accident in 2007, it was her queer fans who were there for her to pull her and pulled her out of it. So basically like gay people were like, oh my God, I love this bigot. Let's adopt it.
What the fuck?
Let's adopt this bigot.
Let's have this bigot. That's my pet bigot.
And now she's like, I love gay people. So I guess whatever. She exists still. She's not dead. So damn. I didn't get in my way.
Damn.
I never get nothing I want, man. Couldn't even fucking... She was a fucking toothless fat bitch, and she can't even just be dead.
No.
Dude, that is very dark-sided of you, TJ, to want her
good.
Dead.
Good.
To wish for someone's death, TJ. And yeah, they love queer... They love. She loves queer people. and they really helped her out when her kid died. But I gotta admit, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's great shit. Who gives a fucking rat's ass?
You're a very cynical person, TJ.
I hope that bitch dies.
I hope she's dead.
I hope she dies real damn soon. I hope the next show
you're very negative.
I hope the next show we do, I get to open the top of the show. Remember that fucking bitch, Marguerite Perrin, who fucking was the crazy Christian lady?
I will not
trading
remember.
Spouses in 2006. The meme for a minute. Anyway, she's fucking dead. She tried to fucking swallow a 10-pound turd and she choked to death. May she rot in hell.
You're good a fucking riddance. Mean guy, TJ. You're a mean motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. TJ's not nice. Boo fuckity who.
Well, you're not nice, TJ. You know, you invite a lot of negativity into your life.
Good. I like
you
it.
You want to be negative, TJ?
Yeah, I like it. Negativity makes me feel positive.
Wow. I don't think that's true, TJ. I think it's a mask to hide your pain, TJ.
You're right. It's a mask to hide my pain.
Hiding your pain, TJ.
The smoldering pain within you.
The fucking pain of eating clean. Pain of dealing with people like us. Talk about the 13th Warrior. Just pains in your ass. See, everyone's a pain in your ass, TJ. Like you're mad at everyone, dude. But most of all, TJ, I think you're fucking mad at yourself.
Mad at yourself. Wow. Brilliant. Yep.
You're fucking mad at yourself. You are, TJ. I think you're mad at yourself right now.
That's astonishing, Scott. You're so right.
You're mad at yourself, TJ.
You're so damn right.
So, why are you sitting in the dark then, TJ? You're not all angry at yourself. Can't even face your own reflection, TJ.
The light was hot. It was making it too fucking hot in here.
Sad, TJ.
And TJ, if it's too hot in there, why don't you take off all your clothes?
All right.
Oh, God, no. I'm not a fan of this.
Is he gonna do it, dude? Don't do it, TJ. Don't take off all your clothes.
Sorry.
TJ, put those clothes back on, TJ.
Put your clothes back on. Right. It's getting cold in here, so put your clothes back on. I am getting too cold. I'm gonna put my clothes on.
Do you have AC in there, dude?
Yeah, but it doesn't like fucking work that good in here.
Yeah, there's always, dude, every fucking
this is like
house
the room in the house that the AC doesn't touch as much as the other rooms. You know what I mean?
And that's naturally where your studio is, too. So that's kind of how my office is, to be honest with you.
When you got a lot of computer equipment and shit in a room, it's hard for the AC to compete, honestly.
Yeah, you have to have a big ass AC unit.
Got a bunch of lights and shit, you know.
You can't put a window.
Truly premium content. Amazing.
It is.
I think Gage might be the dude that designed that fucking thing I was scared to ever use.
I think Gage was. Gage, did you design some tournament?
I don't want to run this. I'm scared.
Software or some shit.
Yeah.
I want to say that. I think you're right.
He did like the little tournament JavaScript or whatever the fuck it was, or Python. I can't remember. Some kind of fucking bullshit.
Damn, Paul had enough of your shit, TJ.
Paul's just like, I'm done with this. Fucking enough.
Yeah, TJ's too afraid to use your software. He's like, what if Gage has tried to kill me?
He's like, yeah, when you run this, your computer's going to be like, don't do it, but just fucking ignore that shit and run it anyway. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know about all this.
I mean, you could just run on a different...
I don't know about all this bullshit.
You can run in a virtual environment. You can run on like a laptop or something.
That sounds like too much fucking work.
Well, Gage, thanks for your hard work, but I don't think it's going
to
be used.
Send it to Scotty then. He's the one doing the next tournament. Let Scotty do that shit.
Well, I mean, I might be coming to where you are, TJ.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, that's, I mean, well, I guess
we'll
if it doesn't
fucking
happen.
See about that shit, eh?
I mean, if you're afraid
to face
me? I might
just put a bullet in your damn head.
Well, I mean, what better way to do that when I come up there?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I mean, like, from afar, it's going to be pretty difficult. You're like, you have to travel and shit. If I come to you, it's like, Scotty, my old pal. Have you ever
Scotty,
been out to the woods here?
Scotty, old pal.
You'll love this lake I found, nice and remote. I have to go and look at birds there. Why don't you come there with me, Scotty?
Come here and eat this fucking bullet.
Look, Scotty. Let's hunt for some grouse. Scotty, you ever hunted been grouse? Oh, I shot Scotty's head off. Damn, what a tragedy. And it's not even grouse season. Just run, I swear it's fine. TJ's not going to do it, dude. We've asked TJ about it. I can already tell you he just doesn't trust you. I mean, Gage, no offense. I'm sure you're a perfectly good scammer or whatever, as you do. But TJ, unfortunately, will not do it. Paul's dead.
Paul is dead. And no one cares.
I want to see how Scotty runs a tournament. We'll see if it's better than TJ's.
If there is a hell.
Well, it's not just
see you there.
It's not just my tournament, guys. I'm working on it principally, but doesn't mean that TJ and Paul have like no input in it. And obviously, I'm actually going to do if you're a patron, I'm going to go do a poll, get some of your guys' feedback on some different monsters and mechanics and things. That doesn't obviously guarantee that we're going to use it, but
my internet queefed out for no reason.
It's okay.
Stupid fucking internet.
It's all right, because I think this is the end, my beautiful friend.
This is where I'm. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. We will see you next week.